Don't worry, the changer said, nodding at Yalson. I'll find it. Balveda turned round, looked at the station outside. Just then, Yalson and Wobslin's helmets both came alive with the urgent voice of the drone. Balveda was distracted by a piece of black material, which was sliding quickly along the floor of the station. Her eyes widened, her mouth opened. The gale became a hurricane. A distant noise like a great avalanche heard from far away came from the tunnel mouth. Then, up the long final straight which led into Station 7 from Station 6, light appeared at the end of the tunnel. Zoxal could not see the light, but he could hear the noise. He brought the gun up and aimed along the side of the stationary train. The stupid humans must realize soon. The steel rails began to whine. The drone backed quickly out of the conduit. It threw the cut discarded lengths of cable against the walls. Yalson! Hawser! It shouted at them through its communicator. It dashed along the short length of narrow tunnel. The instant it turned the corner it had hammered in to make passable, it could hear the faint, high, insistent wailing of the alarm. There's an alarm! I can hear it! What's happening? There, in the crawlway, it could feel and hear the rush of air coursing through and around the train. There's a gale blowing out there, Balveda said quickly, as soon as the drone's voice stopped. Wobslin lifted his helmet from the console. Where it had lain, a small orange light was flashing. Hawser stared at it. Balveda looked up at the platform. Clouds of dust blew along the station floor. Light equipment was being blown off the pallet opposite the rear access gantry. Hawser, Balveda said quietly. I can't see Zoxal or Avager. Yalson was on her feet. Hawser glanced over at the side window, then back at the light, winking on the console. It's an alarm! The drone's voice shouted from the two helmets. I can hear it! Hawser picked up his rifle, grabbed the edge of Yalson's helmet while she held it, and said, It's a train, drone. That's the collision alarm. Get off the train now! He let go of the helmet, which Yalson quickly shoved over her head and locked. Hawser gestured toward the door. Move, he said loudly, glancing round at Yalson, Balveda, and Wobslin, who was still sitting holding the helmet he'd removed from the console. Balveda headed for the door. Yalson was just behind her. Hawser started forward, then turned as he went, looked back at Wobslin, who was setting his helmet down on the floor and turning back to the controls. Wobslin, he yelled, move! Balveda and Yalson were running through the carriage. Yalson looked back, hesitated. I'm going to get it moving, Wobslin said urgently, not turning to look at Hawser. He punched some buttons. Wobslin! Hawser shouted. Get out, now! It's all right, Hawser, Wobslin said, flicking buttons and switches, glancing at screens and dials, grimacing when he had to move his injured arm and still not turning his head. I know what I'm doing. You get off. I'll get her moving. You'll see. Hawser glanced toward the rear of the train. Yalson was standing in the middle of the forward carriage, just visible through two open doors, her head going from side to side as she looked first at the still-running Balveda heading for the second carriage and the access ramps, and then at Hawser waiting in the control deck. Hawser motioned her to get out. He turned and strode forward and took Wobslin by one elbow. You crazy bastard, he shouted. It could be coming at 50 meters a second. Have you any idea how long it takes to get one of these things moving? He hauled at the engineer's arm. Wobslin turned quickly and hit Hawser across the face with his free hand. Hawser was thrown back over the floor of the control deck, more amazed than hurt. Wobslin turned back to the controls. Sorry, Hawser, but I can get it round that bend and out of the way. You get out now. Leave me. Hawser took his laser rifle, stood up, watched the engineer working at the controls, then turned and ran from the place. As he did so, the train lurched, seeming to flex and tighten. Yalson followed the culture woman. Hawser had waved at her to go on. She did. Balveda, she shouted. Emergency exits, go down, bottom deck. The culture agent didn't hear. She was still heading for the next carriage and the access ramps. Yalson ran after her, cursing. The drone exploded out of the floor and raced through the carriage for the nearest emergency hatch.
That vibration. It's a train. Another train's coming fast. What have those idiots done? I have to get out.
Balveda skidded round a corner, threw out one hand and caught hold of a bulkhead edge. She dived for the open door, which led to the middle access ramp. Yalson's footsteps pounded behind her. She ran out onto the ramp into a howling gale, a constant, gustless hurricane. Instantly, the air around her detonated with cracks and sparks. Light glared from all sides, and the girders blew out in molten lines. She threw herself flat, sliding and rolling along the surface of the ramp. The girders ahead of her, where the ramp turned and sloped down to one side, glittered with laser fire. She got half up again, and feet and hands scrabbling for purchase on the ramp, threw herself back into the train, fractionally before the moving line of shots blasted into the side of the ramp and the girders and guardrails beyond. Yalcin almost tripped over her. Balveda reached up and grabbed the other woman's arm. "Somebody's firing!" Yalcin went forward to the edge and started firing back. The train gave a lurch.